Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the eighth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Psalm chapter 119, verses 105 through 112. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my ear to perform your statutes forever to the end. Our scripture lesson comes from Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, and so now I say it again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. In regard to God's word, you must reach the point when you say, this is how matters stand. No one will ever move me from my stand on God's word. When you hear the word say, you shall not kill, or whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them, then you must know that this is Christ's doctrine over against the decisions of all the councils, even though all men say otherwise. This is also the case with the doctrine that we cannot help ourselves in the matter of our salvation, but must look to Christ as the Savior, who by his suffering and death has obtained the forgiveness of sins for us. This doctrine you must know and confess in your heart as the truth. If this is not your conviction, you do not have the Christian faith. You may have the word hanging in your ear or on the tip of your tongue like froth on the water, as Hosea says that Samaria has, quote, her king cut off as foam upon the water. You must believe God's word, not just as though it is made up of words preached by Peter, but as a word which God has commanded you to believe. I say all this so that we should return once again to the gospel and note what fountain the foundation of our faith flows, and to remind you that you have the authority to pronounce judgment on all that is set before you. I do not build my faith on any man and should not do so. I must answer for myself when I am confronted by death. Let us pray. The truth of your word, O God, is a sure and certain guide for us in all matters of faith and life. Bestow your Holy Spirit upon us in such a measure that we understand, believe, and confess your word for Christ the Savior's sake. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.